Blackstone Audio presents A History of Air Warfare, edited by John Andreas Olson. Introduction. History, an argument without end. History contributes to knowledge, but how can students of warfare best increase their knowledge of military history and military campaigns? To answer this question, Sir Michael Howard, one of the 20th century's most distinguished military historians, offered students three general rules of study. First, the student must focus on width, that is, study the way in which warfare has developed over time to determine the elements that remain constant and those that change. An appreciation of recurring themes in warfare, such as command in war, principles of war, and logistics, demands the kind of perspective that only extensive reading can provide. By approaching a subject in breadth, the student should recognize how different developments relate to each other, and perhaps identify links that are not apparent at first sight. The second general rule is to study in depth. The student who seeks to improve professional insight needs to study individual wars, campaigns, and battles in detail, and to explore specific issues meticulously. The student must consult different expert sources and obtain several interpretations in order to understand the background of a given event, identify its unique features, and assess what characteristics it had in common with other events. Third, the student must examine military history in context. Wars, campaigns, and battles can best be understood if one also understands the nature of the societies and combat forces involved on both sides. The real causes of victory and defeat usually lie far away from the theater of operations, in the realms of political, economic, social, and industrial.